1, Community Connection, brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center on this Tuesday morning. And we are talking about an event coming up this weekend. And Tina Romine, Story Potter, in to help me out on this one this morning. And it is, first of all, the Interstate Farm and Home Show. We've been talking about it for a few weeks. Kevin was in talking about a little bit this morning about 6:15, and it's coming up this weekend. Good morning.
Charlie.
Good morning, Charlie. We are so excited. You know, we had a great show last year, and I think this year is going to even top that. So, you know, when you got some momentum going, it just makes it a whole lot of fun. The best thing is, though, is to see all our listeners. You know, everybody, come on out and join us. It's a free event, and so just come, and you're going to get all kinds of goodies and have a whole lot of fun visiting with people, and you'll learn some new things about new products and services that are available throughout the two-state area.
You know, and just you know, for as of us that are behind the microphone, they teach you in school when you're coming through, you know, as an itty-bitty broadcaster, you know, envision that you're talking to somebody. And so when you get the opportunity to actually put a face to those people you're talking to, it's fun.
Exactly. Well, our staff will be there for both the Kansas stations and the Bartlesville stations, you know, throughout the different time, different people at different times. We'll be broadcasting live from there, but we'll have our shirts on. We'll have our little name badges that say our name. So come on and introduce yourself and say hello and tell us what you like and tell us, you know, give us ideas of things maybe we can do better. You know, it's a two-way street. We want to serve the public the best we can. And so come and tell us. But, you know, it's the same thing for the almost 100 vendors that we're going to have there too. You know, they are there because they want to talk to you. You know, this is your chance to talk to owners and managers and people who know what they're doing. And they're going to have people that service their products that are there, some of their service line people. So you can actually find out more details about it than you ever wanted to know, probably. You know, but
what is a hay monster anyway?
Yeah, exactly. So so this is your opportunity. So come out and join us. It's just going to be a great time. What we're talking about again is the Interstate Farm and Home Show. It's going to be in Coffeyville, Kansas at Coffeyville Community College. The college is easy to find. It's right on the main drag, right in the center of town. There will be farm implements and other machinery and different types of things outside, but inside you're going to find food and women's things, Pampered Chef type of things, and Tupperware, and all kinds of goodies. So there's something for the whole family.
Alarm systems, radio communications items, all kinds of things. So, you know, old or new, young or old, male or female, we got something for you.
Yeah, so stop by. We actually are going to open up right after lunch on Friday. And so come on Friday afternoon, or Friday's busy for you and you can't come then.
They're going to be busy at the Junior Livestock Show. They can't go on Friday.
Well, then come on Saturday. We'll be there Saturday morning and then Saturday and up until about 4 o'clock. And so come by and see us Saturday. Come both days if you want to, because you want to register. We're going to have some great door prizes. The radio station will be giving away $500 each day, but also there's going to be prizes from the vendors that are fabulous too. So we've got baseball tickets and Branson tickets and all kinds of fun things. So come a couple times, register a couple times, and you might win a couple times.
Yeah, and bring other members of the family. So the more family registrations you get, the more
the
names in the hopper.
The better it is, too. So, Tina, you've been working with a lot of these people. So tell us about, you know, some of the things you're excited to see.
Well, I am really excited to see Kelly's Cowboy Booth. We just added that one. It's going to be a bucking, the mechanical bull.
A mechanical bull. Do you think we'll get Kevin on that?
Well, I don't know about that.
I'll bring my camera if you can.
But we might get Levi on that.
Okay.
We just might get Levi on that.
Levi's our sales guy here at the station. So.
He's really excited about they're bringing a big stuffed zebra as well that you can get your picture taken on. And he's kind of excited about that as well.
Yeah, that's so that'd be good to have cute family pictures and with the kids and stuff along with the stuffed zebra. So that's kind of an unusual
thing. I don't
know
if I can get my granddaughter down here for that picture or not.
Oh, that would be so cute, Charlie.
I'm ready to get my great-nephew. I think he's coming down and I want to get his picture.
So again, there's something for everybody, all ages.
Yep, all ages, because he just turned a year old, so I'm really excited to get his picture on that. But anyway, we have anything from pest control to advanced body scan of Tulsa. They're going to be there. Kirk Darnell, Allstate agency, they're going to be there. So there's something for everybody. Bath
Food
Planet
to
from
finances
Oklahoma.
To farming.
Yes.
And from a wide area, we're not just talking Bartlesville, we're not just talking Coffeyville. I mean, it's everybody for all over.
yeah, there's Wichita area, there's Missouri, there's Tulsa. Ben Jack Laredo Gourmet Foods is out of Tulsa, and they are coming, and my sister's really excited about that because she goes to see them at the Tulsa State Fair every year, and they're coming to ours, and we're glad to have them. Coffeyville Regional Medical Center, they're locally, they're going to be there. Community Builders will be there. Cooperative Credit Union, they're pretty local there in Coffeyville as well.
We've got some major sponsors who, you know, help us out. Bartlett Co-op, this is their second year as being a presenting sponsor with us. And Bartlett Co-op, they have lots of different locations all over. So they'll be there, you know, with all their managers and people from the different various locations that you'll get a chance to meet them and talk to them too. But Bartlett Co-op has been a great partner with us for this now for the second straight year. And we really appreciate, you know, their, as well as some of the other major sponsors. We've got Romans Motor Company and Romans Indoor Power. We've got Lucas Metalworks right here from around Bartlesville. We've got Quality Motors and Quality Toyota, and then Go Bob again. So Go Bob. Yeah. So as our major sponsors, and so they've stepped up in a little bit bigger way, and you'll notice them when you see them.
We also have a few restaurant sponsors there in town. We have El Charo's Mexican Bar and Grill. Mm-hmm. It's just right down there, a couple blocks. What is that? East of the college there, and then we have the Yoke. It's on 9th Street.
Okay.
And then we have Sonic. That's there west of the
They're all over.
Show.
And Charlie, if people really do want a list to kind of get to know some of the people, or maybe they go and they come back and they say, oh, who was that again? I can't find the little business card that I stuffed in my pocket. We have a website, and it's called interstatefarmandhome.com. And so they can see all the businesses that are listed there, too, and they'll have contact information for them as well. So if you want to go to it now to preview the show, but then after the show, too, you can go to it as a follow-up, maybe if you're interested in something too.
That'd so be fun.
Interstatefarm and home.com. And we do have a link to that from our webpage, BartlesvilleRadio.com. So you can click through to it if you don't remember the exact name of the web page.
And look, we got all kinds of things. Is Ron Hayes coming up again this year?
He'll be there, yes. We're going to have a lot of our guest people there that you hear on the air. Ron Hayes will be there, as well as our Tech Talk people. And I think is Green Country Gardener going to be live from there as well?
That's the plan.
Exactly. So, yeah, so a lot of the people that people hear on the air, they'll be able to meet and shake their hand and take a picture if you want to. Some of us aren't so photogenic, but that's okay. We'll still mug with you for selfies anyway.
There you go. We'll smile and wave for the camera. That's fine.
Exactly. But no, it's just going to be a whole lot of fun, and we just look forward to people coming out and joining us, because that's the best part of it all.
It is. And just meeting the listeners, I keep going back to that, but for me, that's just the fun part, you know, right there.
And we like to hear your stories. You know, they have to listen to our stories all the time. They have to listen about our family and your grandchild all the time, Charlie. We want to hear that. Show us pictures of your grandchildren, too.
Sure. Yeah, that's right. We want to see those pictures and you know, hear your stories and you know, how long you've been listening to the radio and what do you like, you know. Uh-huh.
And some of the KGGF listeners have actually long, long time, as well as our K1 listeners a long, long time. So, it's we have some great stories to be able to tell.
Well, we're going to take a short break and talk about the event, and I think there are going to be some tickets that are going to be available that people can buy for the
cooking show's coming up. We want to talk about that too, Charlie.
Sure, we'll get there in just a bit.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And we are talking at the Interstate Farm and Home Show coming up this Friday and Saturday. Coffeyville Community College, a cooperative venture between those of us here in this building and also the folks up at KGGF and the associated stations in Coffeyville, getting together to bring as many vendors in as we can so that people can really see what goes on in and around our area.
And Charlie, you know, last year we had around 3,000 people who joined us, and so we just hope that people will come back again, and let's blow those numbers out of the place and
exactly,
just have a great time.
Yeah, and bring your friends.
Exactly. So much fun. Friends and family. Yeah. But Charlie, I'd like to kind of turn and talk about something else, because we are going to have tickets available for the cooking show. As if we have nothing else going on right now, we're getting ready to get the tickets out there for the KWN Cooking Extravaganza.
I'm sure that's going to be fun, because Jamie's going to be back.
It is. Jamie's going to be back. We've set the date again for April 10th, and traditionally tickets go on sale March 1st, so tickets are going to go on sale March 1st again. The thing different is that people remember back when Taste of Home did it, it was all Jamie. Mm-hmm. Well, Jamie is going to be a major presenter again on stage, one of our celebrity chefs, as well as she'll be doing a VIP cooking experience for those who want to be purchase the VIP tickets. But we also have some of our local celebrity chefs, too, who will be there. And we've got some of the repeat ones that we had last year, if you were at the show and enjoyed
Mark,
it so
Mark
much.
Mark Spencer was a big hit.
He was. And we've got Tri-County Tech, and we're also going to have the Rolling Pin there, too. And so, yeah, so we've got some great celebrity chefs again will be on stage. So we're working toward that. But tickets will be available starting March 1st. They're $10 a piece, just like they have been. Mm-hmm. If you have a group of 10 or more, there's going to be a discount. There's going to be a discount for the
groups of
10 or more. For a dollar. So, but you have to get the discount tickets or the VIP tickets here at the radio station. So that hasn't changed. They're still. But ticket locations are available, and you're working with some of the ticket locations. They're going to be at the community center, and they're actually a little bit more at the community center because they add their ticket and handling and all that they usually do there. So, but you can get them at the community center. We're going to make them available online again, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and that's an extra dollar if you get it online. But then they're also going to be available at Cliffs Flooring and Windows.
Cliffs Flooring and Windows, uh-huh. And Moxie on 2nd.
Moxie on 2nd, yeah. I was doing a brain freeze here real quick. I'm looking at Tina going,
but, where are they?
Exactly. So we'll have several different ticket locations. But if you're with us at the Interstate Farm and Home Show, just ask then. We're going to have them right then and there, and you can pick up your tickets, and you'll be all set for it. So we are, again, it's going to be a fabulous show, and we're looking forward to it. We'll have vendors again in Community Hall, and those will start at 5 o'clock, and then at 6:30, we will have the show on stage.
Now, I know we've already passed the deadline for people to submit their recipes. You and Tina are busy working on putting that cookbook together, right?
We are working on the cookbook. Now, if someone still wants to email one, we might have room, like if we have a little bit of space as it's going together, we might be able to slide one more in.
Finish out the space on this page.
Exactly. So go ahead and send it to us, and if we can get it in, we'll try to. But it's Tina@BartlesvilleRadio.com. Just submit your recipe that way, or drop it by the radio station here, and you might still be able to get in the cookbook that we're going to put out. Some of the recipes look really good, Charlie, so it's going to be fun. People want to come, get your free cookbook, and enjoy some of the fun entertainment again.
Well, it's always a fun night, and I'm sure with all the things that continually go on with different giveaways and that sort of thing, people always are going to have fun at the show.
Exactly. So mark your calendars April 10th, but you can start getting your tickets now.
Any particular previews of dishes that our presenters will be talking about that you're ready to talk about?
Jamie is going to do the conclusion with a fabulous dessert. Let me just tell you that. Okay. I'm not going to tell what it is yet, but Jamie, she does everything well, but this dessert will be something everybody will enjoy.
Okay, so come early and stay for dessert.
Exactly. For a lot of fun. So that's it. But in the meantime, come see us this weekend at the Interstate Farm and Home Show. Tina, I know, that we've got some other local businesses that are going to be involved on this weekend. Who else do we want to see?
We do. We have some Oklahoma-made MT bowls. And I would strongly suggest that you go to the website and check out their link there, because they are so cool. They make some wooden bowls, and they are just amazing. So if you have a little bit of time, go check that out. OKM Music, they're coming as well. Prairie Cottage, they will be there. There's a new place out of Wichita, I believe it is, Rubber Innovations, and they have the big tractor tires, those monster tires. Mm-hmm. They have transformed those into water tanks. So they are recycling those, cool. And they take the tread off and put them in the stock trailers as well. So they're helping out as far as skidding goes, you know, falling down and that kind of safety hazards there.
I think Sooner Carpet's coming up again.
Sooner Carpets will be there. Mm-hmm. And Swimming Holes, they are coming as well. Time to get ready for the swimming season.
I am
ready to open the pool and jump in. I am so ready for that.
Well, we have temperatures in the 60s this weekend. Looks like a high Saturday around 66, 63 on Friday. So previews of coming attractions, hopefully.
I am so ready.
If you've been to some of our shows before, whether it's the cooking show or this show, Tupperware by Ann will be there again. Ann Taylor, she's going to be there. I think Washington County Historical Society is going to be there,
they
too.
They will.
So they'll be telling about the things about the Dewey Hotel and all that are going on here. And so that's always a good one.
If the good weather, Charlie, Sandbagger Golf Carts will be there as well. So you want to get ready for that as well. I know some people in this office are quite good golfers.
I've heard that.
We just enjoy it, I would say.
Somebody won a tournament recently.
Some days are better than other days. So you can see the variety, you know, like she said, from food to farming to fitness to just all kinds of fun things. So all those F words.
And then good things to eat with the tickets for the cooking extravaganza. So we'll work in one more F word if we can, you know.
Exactly,
food.
Exactly. Food. Well, and I believe concessions, the college will be having concessions at the show itself too. So different from early morning rolls and breakfasty type things to then later in the day, you know, hot dogs and sandwiches and stuff too. So
I
that's
seem
a concession.
To remember some cinnamon rolls last year that were pretty good.
So come on out and enjoy that too. But we're just excited to meet, shake your hand, and see all the new and innovative things for spring.
Sounds like a plan to me. And so mark your calendars for this weekend. First of all, put it in your phone. Set an appointment on when you want to drive north to Coffeyville. Coffeyville Community College, like you said, is real easy to find right on the highway.
It is. So, and the thing is, we've actually got the outdoor location, and we've got two gyms that are going to be filled. That's how many vendors there are. They're the main gym, and then they have an auxiliary gym, and we'll be overflow into that too. So come with plenty of time to see it all.
Okay. It is the Interstate Fair and Home Show, Interstate Farm and Home Show. I've read the news story about the Fair and Rodeo, but that's separate. Again, the Farm and Home Show going on this weekend, and I know Tina's been busy working on the logistics as far as building a map of who'd where, using all the space
right.
we have.
So if you are interested in just specific things, be sure and get a map and look and be able to find them too. You don't want to miss out on the places that you're interested in, or just ask one of us. We'll be glad to help you find them too.
Yeah. Where's the food?
Okay. Or where's this bucking bull or whatever?
Bucking bull. They will be outside right off the highway there, so I don't think you can miss them.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. It's going on this weekend, and you are invited. Again, it's the Interstate Farm and Home Show at Coffeyville Community College. We've got news on the way from the Oklahoma News Network coming up in just a little bit. Right now, how about the almanac for today?
There's a great divide between our northern and southern states, at least when it comes to onions. We have the long and short of it today from